The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. It's understandable, right? If you have a transmittable disease, you wouldn't want to be mingling with all the rest of the people lest they get it. We understand that. I mean, especially this year, we get it. But even if it's understandable, it's still awful to be cast out, cut off from the community, living a life of isolation. It's awful. But for us, it's usually not a debilitating illness that separates us from people. No, much more often what it is something internal. Our own insecurities, our pride, arguments that we've had, tensions that we've never quite resolved. Often it's fear of rejection. Might be a sin that we're dealing with and we feel so ashamed by it that we turn in on ourselves, scared that if anybody got to know the true me, they wouldn't love me, and so I've got to have some separation between them and myself. Worse than all, we treat God that way sometimes. We desire some separation between us and Him because we think, if he sees, He won't love me. And it's funny that we think that way because, I mean, He's God. Of course He already sees. But nevertheless, we isolate a little bit. And whatever the reasoning is behind our isolation, the common denominator is that it's always awful to be in isolation, to feel alone and separated from God and others. Okay, so what's somebody in that position to do? Well, we find the answer in our psalm today. We said a few times, I turn to you, Lord, in times of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. We turn to Him in times of trouble. You may say, okay, fine, Father, that sounds great, but you know, I've done that before, and I didn't get the answer that I wanted. I didn't get the quick fix to my solution. So what does that actually look like? Right, give me an example. Well, I don't have to. We're in luck. Jesus did. Or in the gospel, the leper that came to Jesus becomes our example, our model to follow. It says, a leper came to Jesus and kneeling down, begged Him and said, if you wish, you can make me clean. Now this leper, he knows well the pain of isolation. His whole life has become this time of trouble that we mentioned in the psalm. And he turns to the Lord, and he teaches us how to do so. First of all, he's humble. He doesn't go to the Lord demanding anything. He doesn't treat the Lord as his genie that is supposed to grant his wishes. No, on the contrary, he says, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. He didn't come with demands. Instead, he knelt before Him and begged. He was humble. Second, he believed. If you wish, you can make me clean. He didn't say, oh, maybe this will work, but you know, I've tried other stuff, so I might as well try this guy. No, he believed in the power of God, but he also recognized in humility that God's will was infinitely more wise than his. So he didn't make demands, but he did make an honest request. He did say what was on his heart with great boldness, but great humility in submitting to God's will with great confidence and trust. So what does Jesus do? Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, I do will it. Be made clean. The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Jesus was moved with pity. We can ask ourselves, do I let God pity me? Or am I too proud? Am I too concerned with trying to pretend that everything's all right so I won't let God be moved with pity for my plight? Because that's the way we very often act with other people. We're way too proud to have anybody pity us, because then they would think of us as weak. And then we project that onto God. We don't even let God himself be moved with pity for us because we think we're supposed to impress him. Rather than, as this leper did, go before him with humility and ask for healing. He was moved with pity. And then he touched the untouchable one. Right? To be even near the leper was already pretty dangerous, but then he reached out his hand and touched the one who knows how long he hasn't received a human touch. Do I let God do that for me? Do I let him touch those parts of me where it hurts? Where maybe there's a wound that hasn't been healed. Instead, I've just let it fester, maybe for even years. Do I let his healing touch reach even to where I'm mad, where I'm frustrated, where I may even be frustrated with God himself? Do I let him touch those aspects of my life where I'm ashamed, where I'm in this prison of shame? I don't want anybody to see. Well, God wants to go there exactly, and that's where he wants to touch. In that very human and very beautiful way, because his touch has healing. And so he made him clean. We could ask ourselves, what in my life is a leprosy to my soul? What cuts me off from God and from other people? What eats away at my inner life the same way that leprosy devours a body? And how can I, with confidence and with faith, show that to Jesus and ask for him to grant me healing? Because that, my friends, is the entire work of Lent. Lent is just a 40-day encounter with the Lord where we take the place of that leper and we kneel before him and we say with great confidence and with great faith, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. It starts this Wednesday, so we have this Mass and the next few days to think through and to ask the Lord, what is it in my life that you want to heal? The disciplines that we take on in Lent, we don't do them just to say that we did. Oh, I gave this up, look at me. Or, look, I did this for 40 days, I'm pretty great. I mean, that little boost of confidence isn't a bad thing. But the whole point is that we, through the things that we do, place ourselves in that place of the leper and gain the same healing that he did for what we need to be cleaned of. Okay, but we might still be thinking, Father, I've done Lent before. I've done Lent more times than you've been alive. Why should I trust that this one's going to be different? Well, maybe because we go at it with a recognition of something incredible. You ready for that something incredible? It's that Jesus has already traded places with you and took on the heaviest burden that you had to carry. Instead, he put it on his back. He has already traded places with you. What do I mean? Well, there's this beautiful detail at the end of today's gospel. The man spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. Did you catch it? The beautiful detail? It's that our gospel began with a leper, one who was cast out, who could not enter a town openly, who had to dwell outside in deserted places. Well, this man took a great risk and came up to Jesus. He risked rejection, humiliation, and yet he knelt before him and begged. And Jesus was not only moved with pity, he didn't just touch him, he didn't just heal him. By the end of the gospel, he traded places with him. By the end of the gospel, this man, he can go back into town. He can start his life back again. He can worship in the temple. Jesus is the one who willingly is now cast out. He can't enter a town openly. He has to dwell outside in deserted places. And in this gospel, we have a miniature of what he did for all of humanity. By taking on our human condition, which he didn't have to do, by walking with us, by suffering for us, by even mounting the cross and taking the punishment that was due for us, he traded places with us. Why? Why would he do that? Well, it's very simple. It's because he really does love us. That's an astounding fact. Lent is our opportunity to love him back. Every discipline that we take on, every extra prayer that we say, every moment that we say no to ourselves in fasting, every time that we part ways with something that is dear to us in almsgiving to help someone else, in all of that, we're saying, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I'm so grateful that you traded places with me, that you took my punishment so that I can have your life. In all of our Lenten discipline, all of it becomes one beautiful encounter with the Lord, where we take the place of that leper. And with great confidence, great faith, we show him all that's in us, all the good and all the bad. And we say to him, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean.